I want us to think today about one verse. It's found in John's Gospel, John chapter 1 and verse 29. And I'll read it for you. It says there, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And we're thinking especially of the last part of the verse, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And that's what we want to think about this morning. I brought some things to help us learn about this verse. And I want us to think about some of the words that are mentioned here and what they really, really mean. So now the first thing I brought was this. It's good we have a good big pulpit, these things won't fall. The first thing I brought was this, and I want a boy or a girl to tell me what this is. Yes. A painting of the world. Well, that is just as good a description as any I could get. All right, this reminds us of the word world. Did you see the word world in that verse? Where was it? Oh, you have forgotten. Or you haven't wakened up yet. It said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Yes, it was the very last word in the verse, and it said world. So this here reminds us of the world. But you know, I was thinking, what did John really mean when he said world? You know, sometimes when we use that word, we can mean different things. And some people would say, well, now the world, that means the earth, you know, like the planet. If you were up there in outer space and you were looking and you saw Mercury, Venus, Earth, when you would come to Earth, you would say, oh, look, there's the world. There's the planet. Or sometimes when people talk about the world, they think of something like this. They think of a globe, all right, or a big ball, what we're living on. They think of it like that. Or some people talk about the world and they're out to see of the world and they're thinking about creation and the trees and the plants and the rivers and all those things. Or some people think of the countries, and the countries are all marked here, and the continents that are in the world. But you know, many times when the Bible uses that word world, it's talking to us about the people in the world. It's talking to us about the people. For example, we read that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now, I don't think that means that God loved the planet, or he just loved the trees, or anything like that. It means God loved the people in the world. The people of the world. And we read that Christ came to be the Savior of the world. Again, not, he didn't come for the trees or the rivers, or he came to save the people of the world. And we read that Christians are supposed to be the light of the world. Now, we're not to give light to the trees. They get that from the sun. We're not to give light to the animals and to things like that. We're to give light to other people. So when the Bible talks about the world, many, many times, it's talking about the people who are in the world. And this verse mentions the world. Jesus Christ told his disciples that they were to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And you know, what is in this verse is for everybody in the world. It's a message for all the people in the world. Jesus said they were to start at Jerusalem and then to move to Judea and then to go on to Samaria. And he said to the uttermost part of the earth. In other words, they were to go into all the world. And the Bible tells us that when we get to heaven, there will be people from every kindred and every tongue and every people and every nation. There'll be people from all over the world. Isn't that good? That makes me feel good because it lets me know that when I'm in Kenya, I'm not wasting my time, because God has said there are going to be people from there in heaven also. And so this verse talks about the world, all the people in the world. And you know, sometimes maybe when we think about it, we think, well, yes, that's very general. It's all the people in the world. But you know, when we think of the world and all the people in the world, remember That means you, and it means me. Are we not people in the world? Are you people in the world? Yes, good, I'm glad you came. Yes, of course we're in the world too. We are part of the world. So when it's talking about the world, it's talking about us. So that was the last word, all right? That the Lamb of God taketh away the sin of the world. Now, the next one, it was very hard to get something really to remind us of that word, but it brought something anyway. This might be difficult. What do you think this was supposed to remind us of? Maybe the colour more than anything else. Yes? Sin. Sin. The first talks about the sin of the world. And many times when we think of sin, we use that colour black. We talk about our hearts being black with sin. And we talk about Christ washing us from our sin. So we think maybe of the colour black. And that's why I brought this, all right, to make us think or to remember that it talks about sin. Now I want us to think about sin just for a moment. When did sin begin? Or how did sin begin? Yes? All right, well, you talked about the devil. All right, how did sin come into the world? Yes? By Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve committed the first sin. All right, the Bible says, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And you know, because of that, David said that he was born in sin. Because of that sin of Adam, there in the Garden of Eden. Every single person born after that was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And because of that, we all practice sin. Do you know the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? How many? Okay, you've gone back to sleep again. How many? All. All have sinned. And you know, if it says all, then that includes me and it includes you. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it tells us the result of sin. It says the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So this verse that we've been looking at, it talks about the world. And it talks about sin. But you know, it connects those two things. It says the sin of the world. The sin of the world. The sin belongs to the world. That's what the verse says. The sin belongs to the world. And you know, as people, we need to own up to our sin. Sometimes we like to talk about sin as if other people's sin, or somebody else's sin, or sin away far over there, those people's sin. But you know, this sin belongs to all of us. We have all sinned. And the verse is talking about, yes, the sin of the world. You know, I was thinking about that. Imagine if you could pile up all the sin of the world. What a pile of sin that would be. I thought about that and I thought, well, I couldn't bring anything big enough to represent the sin of the world. What a pile of sin has been committed in this world. I couldn't bring anything that would really represent that. I just brought this tiny wee black bag. But the sin of the world, the sin of the whole world, what a pile of sin that is. But you know, it includes my sin. And it includes your sin. And we need to own up, we need to own our sin. We need to accept that we have sinned. Not just that other people have sinned, but that we have sinned. So the verse talks about the sin of the world. The sin of the world. And then it talks about this. Now, if you were there on Thursday night, you laugh when you see this, because these were mentioned, and somebody said that I really like fat, fluffy, furry sheep. If you were there, you would have heard that. But the verse here doesn't mention a sheep, but it mentions of what? It mentions of what? A lamb. All right? It mentions a lamb. And I want us to think about the lamb, and it's not just any old lamb. It talks about the lamb. Whose lamb? Yes? Yes? But whose lamb? It says, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Whose lamb? Yes? The lamb of who? God. Good girl. The lamb of God. It talks about the lamb of God. Now, the lamb of God doesn't look like this one. I just brought that because we know that's a lamb, don't we? We think of a lamb, that's what we think of. But when John the Baptist was preaching and he talked about the Lamb of God, who was he really talking about? Who was he really talking about? Yes? No, he wasn't talking about us. Who was he really talking about? When he pointed and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God," who was he pointing at?
The Lamb.
Yes, but which person? He was talking about a person. The Lord Jesus Christ. He was pointing at the Lord Jesus Christ and saying, "Behold the Lamb of God." And you might say, well, why did he call him a lamb? Why did he call him that? And he called them that, this time I'm going to tell you, all right? He called him that because in the Old Testament, people often had to sacrifice lambs. They had to sacrifice lambs. And so the people he was talking to knew about lambs and they knew what they were for. They knew why they were used and what they were for. And you know, I was thinking in the Old Testament, we read about a lamb one day, and that lamb was put to death instead of Isaac. Abraham had been told to take his son Isaac and to go away and to sacrifice him. But then God provided a lamb. And that lamb died instead of Isaac. So whenever John the Baptist pointed to Jesus Christ and said, "Behold the Lamb," he was saying, "There's the one who's going to die instead of us. He's going to die in the place of sinners. He's going to take the punishment that you should get. He's going to be your substitute. He's going to die instead of you." And then we also read in the Old Testament about that time of the Passover. And you remember the Israelites were slaves down there in Egypt. And the 10th plague was coming. And they were told to take a lamb. And they were to take the blood and they were to do something funny with it. What were they to do? They were to paint it somewhere. We don't do this nowadays. I'm glad it would be very messy. What were they to do? Yes? They were going to paint it where? Anybody remember? Yes? On the house. What part of the house? No. Yes? Where? They were to paint it on the door. They were to paint it on the top and on the side posts of the door. And you know, God said, when the death angel comes, when I'm passing through, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the blood of that lamb was going to save them. They weren't going to be destroyed. Nobody was going to die in those houses because of the blood of the lamb. And you see, the people that John was talking to, they knew that. They knew about how a lamb had died instead of Isaac. And they knew about how the blood of a lamb had saved the people there in Egypt. And they also knew about how at a certain time, if somebody had leprosy and he wanted to be cleansed, the blood of the lamb was supposed to be put on his right ear, on his right thumb, on his right toe, to cleanse him. They knew about all those things. And so they knew that he was telling them, the Lord Jesus Christ, that Lamb, he's going to die instead of you. He's going to save you from the wrath and the judgment of God. He's going to cleanse you. They knew that whenever they heard him say that. But you know, this verse says, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The verse says there's a connection between the Lamb, better put it over here, between the Lamb and the sin and the world. It says there's a connection. It says the Lamb, which remember represented the Lord Jesus Christ, came to take away the sin which belonged to the world. That's you and me, the people in the world. The Lord Jesus Christ came to take away our sin. Those of us who are living in the world. And then there's just one last thing I want to show you. And that's these. Do you know what these are? What are they? What are these? Oh, that's a big word. Binoculars. Very good. What are they for? Oh, I can see you up close now. I can see Stephen smiling. Yes. What are they? And what are they for? They're for looking closely. That is a very good answer. They're for looking closely. And you know the first verse, are you listening? The first word in the verse says, behold. Behold, look. Look at the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to take away the sin of the world. And when it says look, it doesn't just mean get out your binoculars and examine, see all the small details and the wrinkles and all those things. It means look and believe. Look and accept. Look and understand that the Lord Jesus Christ was the Lamb that God sent to take away the sin of the world. Look in that respect. And you know, I hope today that you have looked. That you have looked to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That you have believed that the Lord Jesus Christ came to die to take away your sin. Just the way he came to die to take away my sin. And you know, when we believe that, when we really believe it, then we can sing like the people were up here. It's wonderful to be a Christian. And all of those other things that we heard. So I hope you'll remember the Bible says, behold. Behold what? No, the Lamb of God, which takes away the? Of the? Right, we're going to do it again. Ready? Behold. Behold. The Lamb of God, which takes away the of the? Very good. All right. Thank you. May God bless his word to your hearts.